When the music fades, all is stripped away, and I simply come. Longing just to bring something that's of worth, that will bless your heart.
Hi, this is Chaplains Timothy Burdick
and Stephanie Burdick,
and we'd like to welcome you to the Visions of Love podcast, reaching out to the spiritually and physically blind throughout the world.
Hello, folks, and welcome to our podcast. This week, we present part two of our interview with our pastor, Jim Warner, who leads Agape Church of Mesa. He has some more inspiring and encouraging things to say about following God's word and looking for His love in our lives. We really think you will enjoy what Jim has to say. Thank you so much for listening, and God bless you.
It's all about you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
To contact us, all you need to do is go to mynvm.com.
NVM is an acronym for New Vision Ministries.
If you want to contact us, there's a contact form on the website. Thank you.
And now for part two of our interview with Jim Warner.
Jesus said that hell was prepared for the devil and his angels. How does that contrast with a loving God? Your view of a loving God?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, God did create a place for the devil and his angels. We know that, and from Scripture, and so we know that there is a defining point there that God is love, and that's his nature, and God is righteous, and he cannot cohabitate with sin. So if God says, you know what, I am righteous, I am light, and there's no darkness at all, then God is saying, this is who I am. Doesn't mean that there's not the proverbial olive branch where it's reaching out to say, you know, giving us, you and me, the opportunity to have forgiveness and have freedom and righteousness and such. But when it comes to the place that is prepared for the devil and his angels, God is God, and he's going to say, it's just not going to happen. Satan is not going to come into heaven and just going to hang out for a while. It's just not going to happen. God is righteous and holy and just, and his righteousness will abide in my life and abound in our hearts. So I think that when it's all said and done, God is going to stand up in his statement of who he is as the righteous and holy and loving.
Do you see God as some kind of a monster then that sends people to hell? Or
absolutely not. I think people are making a choice. It's called a free will choice. And so if John Doe says, well, you know, God sent me to hell, no, you're making a choice. And the freedom that we have to receive this free gift of salvation by faith, we come, it's the grace of God and the mercy of God. We have all of that opportunity. It's my choice. It's your choice. It's John Doe's choice. The gift that we have of salvation and the freedom that we have to receive salvation is a free gift. And God says, John 3:16, that God so loved that he gave. This is his gift to us. It's mankind's choice to say yes or no. No one is sending people to hell. God is not sending a person who's dying today to hell if they're choosing not to believe, not to follow. But if we truly do believe, then we do have life, and we do have a life abundantly, John 10:10. So we've got opportunities. Every day, you and me, we've all got opportunities to say yes or no, and we're the ones who are making the choice.
Well, speaking of that, would you like to lay out the plan of salvation in case somebody hasn't accepted Christ?
Sure, and I'll make it very simple. We are sinners. Not only the Bible says it, but we know it. A person who does not know God, they know that they're a sinner. And I heard a guy just this morning who is an atheist, about atheist. He says, I do not believe in heaven, but I'm scared to death of hell. Wait a minute, I thought you're an atheist. Well, I am. He's the person who's realizing, wait a minute, I might be going to AC Double Toothpicks. I don't want to go there. What have I got to do to be saved from that? And God says, confess your sin. And that's the good news. If we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So what do we do? What is the plan? What's the path? We confess our sin. God, I am a sinner, and I can't do this on my own. I need the Savior. I need Jesus Christ to save me and to cleanse me. He's the only one who can do that. He's the only one who can pay that price. And when he does that and cleanses us from all sin, then we have life and life evermore, it says, or life everlasting. So I just invite people, if they've never made a decision to follow Jesus, just say, Dear Lord Jesus, I am a sinner. Please forgive me of my sin. Please make me a new creation in Christ. Old things will pass away. Behold, all things become new. And as you pray that, and you believe that, and you believe, yes, Jesus is indeed the Son of God, then you are a new person, transformed by the renewing of your mind, the Bible says. So I want to encourage people to pray that, start believing that, and then do those simple things we talked about. Open up your Bible, close your eyes and pray, and be honest in your prayer, and then find good fellowship. Those three simple components make a world of difference.
So we talked about all the things that the church is lacking and that I'm lacking as far as revival is concerned. What are some of the key things that you think we can do to hasten revival in this country?
Well, I think probably the first thing we start with is prayer, just to say, Lord, revival is bringing something back to life, right? If it's revived, that means it's coming back to life. If it's dead, then it needs to be revived. So I think that's where we start, is to ask God to revive and bring those things back to life in our hearts that are dead. I think another area is just to say, Lord, I'm a sinner, and get rid of that hidden sin. There's also this thing called worldliness. Worldliness says, you know what, I can put one foot in the world and I can put one foot out of the world and I'm okay. What's the problem, right? I think that I'm okay and God will forgive me. Well, you know what? Just let that sin go, confess that sin, trust him for the purity of what he wants to put in your own heart and bring our lives back to life. And he will transform us, as I just said, by the renewing of our mind. So there's a lot there, certainly, that he wants to do in us and through us. But the enemy of revival, probably worldliness and unbelief. And Lord, please bring me back to life.
Well, how can we pray for you?
Well, one of the things you can pray for me is that I be consistent to bring the simple word of God to people. My prayer is that people would be hearing the word, but then take in the word and be strengthened by the word and transformed. So my prayer is that I would just stay true to his word and be encouraging, and that's it. I just appreciate people praying for me and for Agape Church, that we would live in God's love, that we would, as we say often, we would love God, we'd love people, and we'd make disciples. And that encourage people to participate in those small groups. All those things would be so helpful.
Let me say, I'm a little bit prejudiced because I go there, but Jim has some great messages online, and you really, if you can't get to Agape, you really need to listen to them. Why don't you give us your website, Jim?
Sure. It is agapechurchaz.com. Agape, A-G-A-P-E, agapechurchaz.com. No spaces, no hyphens. agapechurchaz.com. And you're right, Tim. We've got hundreds of sermons on there on that website. It's just a great tool, a great library. Very many books of the Bible we've gone through verse by verse. And I just pray that the word itself would not return void, and that people would continue to grow and mature in their own walk.
And let me tell you, you will be doing yourself a favor if you listen to him. We've known Jim for about 11 years now or more, and you know, he's a great brother, and so just wanted to encourage you to listen to those. Jim, do you have any final words that you could leave us with?
Well, you know, one of the challenges of life as we walk through the day-by-day stuff is that we get so busy with life, right? And we get so busy and distracted, and we kind of run from here to there to there. I just want to encourage the listeners in their own individual personal walk. Be consistent in your walk with the Lord. Be consistent in that time of prayer. For instance, my wife and I, every morning we get up and we spend time together, reading together. So if anyone listening is married and you're both believers, I would encourage you to do that. You know, spend X number of minutes, whatever it is, 30, 60, whatever. But just the simple things mean a lot. Don't let those things go sideways on you. I just want to encourage folks just to keep on keeping on, you know. And it really starts with spending time in his word, spending time in prayer, spending time in fellowship. And then the Lord will work his will out in all of our lives.
Well, I wanted to thank Jim for coming on, and I just wanted to invite you to look at our website as well, myndmnewvisionministries.com. We really appreciate you, Jim, and thank you again. God bless
Absolutely.
You.
Hey, thank you much. God bless you. Uh-huh. Thank you.
Enjoyed this, and we'll see you in a couple of weeks. God bless.
Thank you, and God bless you.